going on, Tater Tots? I'm Patrick, and all the way in BC, we've got the one and only Abe Peters, and we are the Couch Potatoes.
That is right. We answer your questions, give you some questionable advice, and bluff our way through a lot of the sciences, because we don't know what we're doing. We will never know what we're doing, let's be honest.
Well, I know what I'm doing when it comes to some things. Like, if you mix Mentos and Coca-Cola, you know that there's going to be a little bit of a mess. That is chemistry 101.
So I'm very proud of you for knowing that.
Yeah. So I kind of know a little bit of science. And then when, like, it was mad science that came around into your elementary schools and, like, just, like, showed you all of these cool things, that was the sickest time of my life. Although I never did it, I always got to see all of the other kids' experiments, and they told us what went on and blah, blah, blah. And like I mentioned last episode, or the episode before that, I did take TWAVE 12 chemistry. Oh my gosh. Grade 12 chemistry.
Obviously not an announcer.
Yeah, no, definitely not an announcer. Definitely can't do any sort of podcast. Like, jeez. Fuck. Yeah,
let's answer some questions from our listeners before you dig yourself into an even deeper hole.
I don't mind digging myself into deep holes.
So, first question comes from... Dang it, man. This is from Stacy on Twitter. If a tree falls in the middle of a forest and nobody is around, does it really make a sound? So, Stacy, I don't know you, right? But of course it makes a sound. Screw you. It's just a stupid question.
It is. Stacy, come on. Come on.
Wait. Now I just want to say, like, I'll forgive you, Stacy, if your mother is cute.
Yeah, Stacy's mom definitely has it going on.
That's a really deep cut. Okay, it's not a deep cut, but
Stacey's
I'm very happy
mom
with that.
Has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Stacy, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. I know I might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacy's mom.
Dang. You're rocking that.
You know that song, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I was referencing. I'm not just hitting on Stacy's mother for no reason.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, though, Abe. You have been really trying to get girls to message you
over the course
of all our episodes of the podcast. Like, you are probably one of the thirstiest people I know. And I know many thirsty people.
Hey, Patrick?
What?
Shut up.
Stacy, if a tree falls in the middle of a forest and nobody is around, it does indeed make a sound. It's like asking this question. If you're the only one in an ocean and you drown, did you still drown? Yeah, did you really drown?
Yeah, like, that's been, like, I saw this question and I'm like, I live alone now, right? Like, I'm going to make myself tacos for dinner, but I live alone. I'm alone. Did I really have tacos for dinner?
Exactly.
Maybe?
Some people. Stacy, I'm worse. Are we sorry for ripping on her about this question?
No.
Okay, good.
I'm not.
Stacy. Yes. Trees do make a sound when they fall. We love you for who you are. But, like, all I want to say is hashtag pooping.
I don't know if you heard that, but that was a sigh of disappointment.
Oh, I thought that was like a sigh as like, you're a good guy.
No, it was not that.
Fuck. Stacy, thanks for the question. Super appreciate it, but maybe next time, ask something that isn't self-explanatory.
People say there are no dumb questions, and I disagree. Okay, no, but if we were to look at this question at a bit more of the philosophic... Wow, that is a tough word. I'm not even going to try that
philosophical
one again. If we look at this... Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was not fun. If we look at this at that view, right, and nobody is around, does it really make a sound? It makes a sound, but it doesn't impact anything. It doesn't have an impact on anything. And that's what I think this question might actually be talking about. Where, like, yes, I made tacos. Yes, I had tacos for dinner. But it didn't have an impact on the world around me. So, does it matter if I had tacos for dinner tonight? No. Does it matter that the tree fell over? No.
Well, hold on.
Did it still make a sound? Yes.
Hold on. So, now that you're saying that, let's say you did have tacos for dinner, which you're going to have tacos for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
It might not affect anyone currently, but let's say you don't cook the meat well enough, right? Guess what? Now you've got food poisoning. Is it affecting someone? Yes, it is.
See, now you're going with the what if in narration and storytelling, and that's a, like, eh.
Fine. Well, you decided to be all philosophical, like you're some sort of, like, philosopher. Yeah, that's literally the word.
Do you name a philosopher?
Judas Priest.
No! No!
Houdini.
Who are you?
Houdini.
He's a magician.
Who cares? Next question. This question.
Socrates.
What?
Socrates. He's a philosopher.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay. Go on to the next question.
This next question comes from Brody in Vancouver. Yo, that's where you are from. He Facebook messaged us and he said, if you could go back in time to change one thing, what would it be? It depends. What are we talking? Are we thinking like the big picture? Like what would we change in time? Or are we talking about our own personal life?
Our own personal life. Because everybody's just going to go back to and kill Hitler. Like, that's no fun.
That was literally the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah, everybody thinks about that. So, what would you change about your life?
Should I get, like, super cheesy and emotional?
Do it, sure. We haven't touched on my answer, so I'm going to get super cheesy and emotional, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it all started long ago.
We do not have no long the next 30 seconds.
A long, long time ago in this galaxy close to home. okay. Like, in all honesty, like, I had this super, like, awesome girlfriend. Her and I have been friends since 2011. Like, we've been friends for a decade. Not many people can say that they have a decade-old friend. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, like, we broke up, and that's the one thing I really regret with my life. Like, if I could go back in time and just be like, hey, like, you need to, like, fucking smarten your shit up. So, to all you girls or guys that don't really know what you have in front of you right now, really appreciate it. So, yeah. That was my biggest regret in my entire life, or that is one thing I would go back in time and change. Yeah. Okay, your turn, Abe. That's my answer. Your turn. I'm just going to drink this water.
Yeah, you do that, buddy. You take yourself a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to go cry now.
The day that we're recording is July 11th. It is. It's a Saturday. And I decided earlier today that I wanted to go explore the city a bit more. Because I wanted to get out of the house. Great. Awesome. So I got in the car and I just started driving. I'm like, there are some buildings over there. Cool. I didn't set a map. I didn't know where I was going. I just wanted to go drive. It was going great. And then I got into like this great part of the city. And like super, super busy. Like what you think like New York City driving is like, that's what it felt like to me.
Damn.
It was awesome. Don't get me wrong. It was crazy. And so I set a map to go home on Google Maps. It was all going well. And then the guy in front of me got cut off by somebody else. So he stopped and I slammed my brakes in and I slid right into him.
Fuck.
I rear-ended a guy with my car. And
damn.
I freaked out, right? So, like, in this busy, packed streets. So, he got out of the car, like, walked over, and we just kind of agreed we're going to pull over into, like, an alley and like look at it, see what's going on. And so we pulled over and looked at it. And like after looking at his bumper for 5 minutes, after looking at my bumper for 5 minutes, we looked over his bumper because he had, it was like, it was an Acura SUV. Like it was a nice car.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. But looking over his bumper, like we pushed and we pressed and like not a crack, not a scratch, not a dent, not a nothing on his car.
Wow.
On my car, the license plate is a little bit bent and that's it. So like, it, maybe it felt like I hit him harder than I actually did, but it felt like I nailed it. So the only thing that made contact between our cars is my license plate, and my license plate is a little bit bent. So you can see exactly where it hit. So that is my one regret. Other than that, I'm living life on the edge perfectly. Loving my life. Just don't hit that guy.
That's not even cheesy. You said that it was gonna be cheesy. That is, like, so minuscule.
Yeah, because I had something else planned and I didn't want to go down that route.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I'm only going to ask one more time. I don't want
to
pry it.
You don't have to ask one more time. My answer is going to be the same.
Okay, then I won't ask one more time.
Okay. Fine. So let's transition from this. Why do we always pick the heavy questions right before the lightning round? I don't understand it.
I don't know. I didn't make the order of the questions. You're literally... you literally made the order of the questions this time around.
All right, shut up, Patrick. Like, are you ready for the lightning round?
Yeah. Like I always say, I'm born ready. Look at me. Wait.
I can't.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Shut up.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
Never.
I'm born ready.
Let's do this lightning round, shall we?
Let's give her a bid.
Hold on, let me do your thing. Da-da-da-da. No, we're not doing that anymore. We talked about it. I was going to do it, and then I made a specific effort not to, and there you go, ruining everything.
No, I had to do it. Like, it.
You had to.
Yeah, I did, because if you weren't going to do it, who was going to do it?
The music. The actual music that's playing.
All right. Fine.
Fine, he says. Okay, are you ready to write down your answers?
Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. 3, 2, 1, go. Name a profession through someone ugly might become famous.
Sports.
Name something you might eat that might roll away if dropped on the floor.
Bagel.
Name something that comes in a glass bottle.
Milk.
Name a country with a lot of land.
Canada.
How long does a typical New Year's resolution last?
2 months.
Name something you'd find swimming around in your bathtub.
That's it. I did 5.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, the timer just went off.
Perfect. Wow, I almost answered 6 questions.
Almost.
Almost.
Okay. So, question number 1. Name a profession through which somebody ugly might become famous. You said?
Sports.
Which was, I'll take that. Number 1 answer is athletics.
Oh, look at that.
So for 36%, I'll take that.
Not too shabby.
The second answer is radio. So that makes me feel good. I don't have to be pretty to be famous.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Especially the fact that we're both in radio.
In radio, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Name something you eat that might roll away if dropped on the floor. You said?
A bagel.
The bagel is not on the list.
What?
How perfectly do you need to drop the bagel so it rolls away?
Haven't you seen the movies?
No!
Damn. What was the number 1 answer? And number 2?
Meatball.
And 3. Meatball? Aww.
You got meatball, you got peas, you got grapes, you got orange, you got apple.
Oh, man.
Where you been, buddy?
Oh, fuck. Well, that's a fat goose egg.
Name something that comes in a glass bottle. You said?
I said milk, man.
The number 1 answer.
Wait, are you fucking serious?
No. No, yes, I am serious. I thought you asked if I was joking. Yes, I'm serious for 28%.
Holy shit. Was the next one like Coca-Cola or Pop?
Beer.
That should have been my first answer.
Soda was the 3rd answer.
Damn. Wow, I can't believe that was on the list. Like, I can't even remember the last time milk came in glass. I wasn't even
that's
alive.
Because we're from Canada. That's because we're from Canada. We do everything in plastic bags.
Wait, does it still come in glass in the States and, like, everywhere
it's
else?
It's gotta. It's gotta somewhere.
True, if it's the number one answer.
So, I was looking at the last answer here. The last answer, I was so confused by it. It says ship for 4%. And I'm like, what, like, did they misspell? Ship it? No, a ship in a glass bottle.
Yes, like a miniature. Mm. That's good.
Yeah, like a miniature ship. Yeah,
I like
good.
That. I like that.
Name a country with a lot of land. You said?
Our country.
Canada for 17%. That is the third answer.
Let me guess. Russia is first.
Yep. And then what was the second answer?
Australia.
No.
No, the States.
That is... No. China.
How big is China? I honestly don't know how big
it's not
China
that, is. It's not that big. So, like, yeah, I think people... Because there's, what, almost a billion people in China, people assume that it has
I
the biggest land mass
billion.
As well. Is it really?
Yeah.
So, I didn't know that Russia was twice the size of Canada. All right.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't say Russia.
Okay, but to be... Okay, so Russia comes in at 6.6 million square miles. 6.6. We're at
3.8. Damn.
The United States is at 3.8 as well, but they must be, like, just underneath us.
Must be, yeah.
And then China is at 3.7. So, like, okay. I see it.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it now.
All right, buddy. What was your total score?
We still have one more answer that I didn't give. And that is, how long do New Year's resolutions ask
oh, yeah.
last? And my answer
and
was 2 months.
Say? 2 months. That is the 6th answer for 3%.
What? Okay, let me guess the number one answer.
Sure.
3 weeks.
No.
Is it weeks?
So it goes month, week, days, year, month, weeks, forever. So the number one answer is 1 month, and then 1 week, and then 10 days, and then 1 year, and then 3 months, 2 months, and then 3 weeks.
That's so scattered. Holy shit. Okay.
That's what people said.
I am definitely going to lose this.
What's your total?
I have no idea. Should I do the math for once?
No, well, we'll wait. Are you doing,
Yeah, I'm going to do the math.
Oh, look at you go. I'm proud of you.
36 plus 28 plus 0. No, plus 20. Okay, 80%. 84.
That's not bad at all, dude.
84, my bad.
That's not bad at all.
I guess not. Yeah, that's not too terrible. Okay.
Not too terrible.
Let's
all right,
do
buddy.
It.
What you got for me?
Hold on. Let me go back to my app.
Boom, boom, boom. Did you hear my burp?
Yeah, that was good. Did you see the answer to the last question that
no.
you were going to read?
No, I didn't look.
Okay.
I didn't look. I don't even remember what the question was.
Oh, perfect. Are you ready?
You tried too hard on that one, but yes, I am.
Okay, sick.
Three,
yeah.
Two, one, go.
Name something you'd hate to find swimming around in your bathtub.
A rodent.
About how many pages is the longest book you've ever read?
350.
If you asked a person from Texas, what might they say is their favorite genre of music?
Country.
What might a married man rather admit to his buddies than to his wife?
I got laid.
Nice. Name a chore that people put off because they have work the next day.
I got nothing on that one. And the time's up.
Oh, shit. Okay, you took that goose egg.
No, because, like, you finished the question as the timer went off, and then, yeah, I wouldn't have been able to get it.
Okay.
What was the question?
It was name a chore that people put off because they have work the next day.
That's such a weird question.
Right.
I'm trying to comprehend the question, and I'm like, my brain isn't getting it. What would you have answered?
Well, I'm looking at the answer right now.
Yeah, let me pull it up, because I want to look at this.
And the number one answer is take out the trash, and that makes so much sense.
So you're not going to take out the trash today because you have to work tomorrow?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, personally, I take out the trash, before I go to bed. Like, I don't put it out during the day. I put it out, like, at night. And, yeah, if I work the next day, like, I might not.
If I have work the next day, that doesn't affect what I'm doing today.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Like, I don't understand.
Shut up. Okay.
You shut up.
Okay. Anyways.
So let's do this.
First question was, name something you'd hate to find swimming around in your bathtub. You said a rodent. I'm definitely going to take that because the first answer is rat or mouse. Those are both rodents. That's coming in at 37% with snake following at 22% and then cockroach for the third answer at 21.
Okay. I see you.
Question two. About how many pages is the longest book you've ever read? You said 350, and 350 is not on the list.
Now, are you serious?
Yes. Number one is 250 at 17%. Wow. Then 1,000 at 16, 100 at 16, 500 at 15. Oh my gosh.
All right, whatever.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Whatever. I don't need that from you.
No, you don't. Question three. If you asked a person from Texas what might they say their favorite genre of music is, you said country. That was number one at 51%.
Heck yeah.
And I think you actually already beat me, to be completely honest.
Let's go through the last one.
Last question. That was a funny one. What might a married man rather admit to his buddies than to his wife? And you said get laid.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Not on the list.
No, that is not on the list.
Man.
Number one is she's a bad cook at 26%.
Yeah, I can see that one.
Doesn't like the in-laws, and then doesn't like wife's friends.
I see it.
So yeah, that's a fat goose egg, and then you got another zero on that fifth question. So where do we stand right now?
So I only got two of the questions, but let's do some math. 37 plus 51 equals 88.
Holy shit.
What did you
man.
Get?
I got 84.
Oh, yes!
Wow. Woo.
Damn!
Wow. Okay, so this week we're actually doing things a little bit different. Instead of doing punishments, where it's like you have to force someone to embarrass someone else, there's only so many things you can tell someone to do. Until, like, is that, like, are we jackass right now? And maybe we shouldn't go down that route necessarily. It is fun, and there's definitely going to be times when we do, I want to say do that, but I know I'm going to laugh, like, do.
You like, still I'm said it anyway.
I know, like, I'm laughing right now. But yeah, no, there's definitely going to be times where we do decide, like, oh no, this is definitely going to be, like, a punishment type of embarrassing thing right now. But what we're gonna do is challenges. So, Abe, do you want to, like, kind of explain more about the challenges?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the same concept. We just wanted to change the wording a little bit to make it a little less diminutive. So, like, me, like, when I'm trying to think of a challenge, right, like, it's hard to think of a punishment. It's hard to think of a punishment that's going to punish you, that's going to make you feel bad or think about what you did. But if I'm giving you a challenge, like learning that song last week, which you absolutely slaughtered, by the way, thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, made my week.
you make mine.
Right, like, this... more of a challenge than a punishment, but it's still fun for pretty much everybody, right? So, like, you could challenge me to smash eggs on my face. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right, like, it still falls into that. It's just a little bit more friendly.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. So, Abe and I had a very lengthy discussion of 30 seconds on if we were going to do this or not, and we both decided, fuck yes, we are going to do this.
Yeah, and I have the perfect challenge for you this week.
Perfect, let's do it. What's my challenge?
So we've been sticking with food for a little bit, and I like that. So I hope you have a blindfold at home.
Hold on 2 seconds. Is this going to go against my clean, like, healthy diet?
It might.
Oh, fuck. Okay, let's... I just don't want to get...
Might.
I don't want to have too many calories. And, like, I don't want to have, okay, like, too many, like, greasy foods and stuff.
I want you to make the fanciest omelet ever.
The fanciest omelet ever.
add everything you can to make this omelet as fancy as you can, but you cannot do anything until you have that blindfold on.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. That'll be fun.
I just want it noted that I just won the second lightning round in a row.
Yeah, so that's screw you. Impressive. Good job, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I got you. I got you, fam. I guess that concludes lightning round. Dude, what's going on with you?
Well, I got into an accident today, so there's that.
Yeah, right.
No, but we covered that already. Other than that, not a heck of a lot, man. Like, it's pretty chill, and I'm liking life over here much more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah?
Like, I've had people ask me, I had a call with my mom, I had a call with my brother, and they're, like, asking, like, how you doing? And, like, I feel weird, but, like, I'm great.
Really?
Like, I'm fine. Like, cool. Right? Like, there's still some things that I'm figuring out, but, all right, like, we're good.
It's awesome. Fuck yeah. Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, so, like, honestly, like, my life is just good now. It's good.
I'm super stoked for you, honestly.
Thanks, buddy. What's new in your life? Let's keep moving forward.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily new, but, like, this has come up in, like, multiple episodes where we kind of, like, briefly touch on this podcast called The Adventure Zone. So right now, like, as of late, like, the past week, I've really been, like, grinding listening to this podcast. And I'm just about at the end. I finished the second last chapter called The Stolen Century, and it's just pandemonium. Like, there is so much going on in this podcast. It's like, it's a roller coaster of emotions because everything that kind of happened in the podcast kind of doesn't, but it does. Like, it's so weird. I don't know if, like, that's a spoiler or anything. But if you haven't listened to The Adventure Zone, like, we can't stress it enough. Like, it is so, so good. Like, if you're into Dungeons and Dragons, definitely. If you're not even into it, give it a listen, because listening to that podcast got me into Dungeons and Dragons. Like, Abe and I and a couple of our other buddies are going to be doing a Dungeons and Dragons thing together.
I'm echoing what you said. It's a fantastic podcast. So I want to make it clear. Don't stop listening to ours to listen to that one.
Yeah, like, there are so many episodes, but, like, we come out with an episode once a week, and you can take, like, 45 to 55 minutes of your time to listen to ours, too. So,
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Next question, Abe. How many more do we have left?
We have two more.
Cool beans.
Heck yeah. Next question is coming from, I can't read. This is Rudy. Hi, Rudy.
Yo, Rudy.
He wants to know, does your family have a motto, spoken or unspoken? Just something that you toss around? Does your family have a motto?
kind of. Like, not like a motto. But we have this, when we cheers, when it comes to, like, alcoholic beverages at that. Wow, it sounds like I'm drunk right now. With the way I'm slurring my words. No, I'm 2 months sober, actually. Thanks, homie. But when you cheers, you do a cheers from the top of, like, the bottle, right? So it's, like, clink, and then you do a cheers at the bottom of the bottle twice. So it's, like, clink, 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 and then another cheers at the top. So it's clink, 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 clink. And, yeah, that's, like, our quote-unquote unspoken, spoken type of cheers in my family.
So ours, mine is a bit of a weird one, because it's in Low German.
Okay.
As you would expect. And it's really only caught on with, like, one or two of my siblings. But basically, the context in which you would use it is, like, something exciting's happening, something great is happening. So it kind of means, like, heck yeah, like, let's do this. But the phrase is teet tome. Teet tome! And you'd say that you would, like, yell that at the top of your lungs as you're, like, sliding down a water slide or something. And it directly translates into, like, it's time to.
Okay.
Like, it's time. Right? Like, it's time to do this. It's time. Just teet tome. My brother's kind of drilled that into us, and like that's just kind of it stuck with me for sure.
Damn, I like that. I like that a lot.
And it's very sharp and percussive, so like it rings out when you yell it.
Yeah, no, definitely. That definitely would.
I guess like it hasn't really been in my family like long at all. But my mom super recently, like maybe about like 4-ish months ago, 5 months ago, she said like, why not now? Like, what's stopping you from doing it? Like, why not now? And I've kind of been carrying that with most of my everyday life now is, why not now? Like, if I want to do something, why am I not doing it now? Like, so that's another kind of motto I've really been trying to incorporate in my life. Well, and, thanks, Nike. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Just do it.
For real, though. Like, actually, just do it. Like Nike says, just do it.
Just do it.
But I don't like that. With a bit more enthusiasm. I don't like that. Because sometimes there is something, like, blocking you, like an outside thing of, like, the whole, like, just do it motto. Like, there should be a valid excuse of why not now? Why aren't you doing it now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what is holding you back, genuinely?
Like, that's a good point. It's a good point. That way, instead of, like, just do it, ignores your circumstances and your surroundings. Why not now, like, asks you a question. Like, why aren't you doing it? Can you give a good reason?
Exactly. Can you reflect on why not?
All right, buddy, read off the last question. I got, like, pizza to go eat or tacos to go eat or something.
Hilarious. Better not get that food poisoning, eh?
No, I'm good. Like, okay, no. I know how to cook taco meat.
Alrighty. This last question comes from Jared. He messaged us on, what's it called? Instagram.
What's it called? That one.
That's the one.
Frickin'.
Jared asks, what song would you say best sums you up? Oof. It depends on my mood. It definitely depends on my mood.
I have a very easy answer to this.
Do you?
Yeah. So Andy Grammer, one of my favorite artists of all time, he has a song called Grown Ass Man Child.
That's exactly how I describe you physically.
Yeah, wow. Rude.
Okay, hold on. Before you go on to that, I need to tell you something that everyone else needs to see or like hear. So my friend who shall remain unnamed, he was like, oh, like I wanted to kind of like get a look at the host, right? Like I don't know who this Abe guy is. So he creeped you on Facebook. He's like, yeah, he sounds a lot better. Like he sounds like a sexy dude. And then
wow. I mean, no, that's fair. And that, see, okay, but like that's the joke. That's why I'm in radio, because I have a face for radio. I'm like on a good day, I'm a 6.
But I think you look cute. Like, I think you're a cute guy. You know, like...
See, and that's also it. Like, I go for the cute vibes instead of, like, the hot or sexy vibes, because I can't do that. Like, I can't do that. But I can pull off cute sometimes.
Oh, man. Oh, you kill me.
Thank you, though, for that encouragement. You make me feel so good about myself.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I had to like tell you. Like I tell you.
No, I know. It, like see, it would be different. I'm not insecure about myself. Like if you don't like the way I look, cool. Screw you.
Like right? I said, I think you're a cute boy.
I appreciate that, buddy.
No worries, homie. I always got you.
So, anyways, I was answering this freaking question.
Grown ass man child
because so like the song talks about like how I'm like 35, right? But like I still sleeping, like, I'm still in my PJs till 11 on Saturday, drinking, or having cereal, and watching cartoons, but, like, I'm also an adult.
Wait, hold on. You only hang out in your PJs until 11?
I'm sorry, like, I have a life.
So, do you mean 11 p.m., or, like...
No, 11 a.m.
Jeez, dude, I can wear my PJs for the entirety of the day, and the next day.
Okay, but
day
I don't
well.
Like... I don't like going outside in my PJs. Like, if I'm going to Walmart or something, I'm not going to keep my PJs on. I'm going to put some normal clothes on.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm also
that's completely different.
A man.
completely
different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, usually, I never stay inside all day. Like, I'm never just like that. I couldn't do that.
Fair. I get you.
What's your song? What's your song? If you had to pick one song, not depending on your mood, not depending on how you're feeling right now.
Fuck. That is such a tough question. Like, I've never had a song just say, oh, like, this is you. This is your entire life.
Well, it doesn't need to represent your entire life. It needs to represent you right now.
I guess, okay. So my band actually covers this song, but, like, right now, it would be, the song called Your Graduation by Modern Baseball. It's such a fun song. Super catchy. But I guess kind of, like, everything that's kind of going on in my... Or not everything, but, like, some parts of it right now is, like... It's definitely relatable. So, yeah, there's probably that song. But, like, I don't even think that's the best song. Like, if you were to come up with something for my life, Abe, what would you say it is? Because I genuinely don't know.
I mean, let me think here. You're throwing me a curveball.
I'm sorry, you threw me a curve... Well... No.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you had the questions. No, yeah. You shut up.
Yeah, no, Jared threw me a curveball with this question.
Not familiar. Hand Clap by Fits in the Tantrums, I can see that.
What does that song describe? How does it describe
it? It's a very happy-go-lucky song. Like, to me, it talks about, like, how you bring light into every room that you're in. Like, oh, I can, man. Like, the song is, I Can Make Your Hands Clap. And like when people, sometimes when you walk into the room and everybody's in a bit of a garbage mood, you brighten the room.
Oh, I have another song. Okay, so when, like, I pretty much, I guess, live or strive for my life to be on the East Coast. Like, that's what I want. There is this awesome song by City and Color, my boy Dallas Green, called Coming Home. It's right. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And then there is this other song by this little band called Seaway from Oakville, Ontario.
Seaway?
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Off of their album Hoser called Slowing Down. That is another song that I would say is me. So those combinations of those four songs, that's me. They're all great songs, by the way. So definitely listen. Jared, thanks for that freaking question. That was a hard one.
Definitely. I mean, it was for you. It was like, I saw the question. I'm like, that's the one.
I've never thought about this. You probably knew this.
No, I've never thought about it before. But like, that's me. If you're looking for a good song to roll your windows down for, Grown Ass Man Child by Andy Grammer's phenomenal.
Deal.
All right, buddy. I think that's it. That's the last of our questions.
Boo. What about our next questions? When are we going to answer our next questions?
So, Patrick, this happened. We release it every Tuesday, silly.
Every Tuesday? Is that when we release episodes?
That's when we're like, you freak. Yes. Stop sandbagging. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, like Abe said, we do release a new episode of Couch Potatoes every Tuesday at 9, 8. Wait, how does it work for you now? Because you're in the West Coast, do you do 9 a.m.?
Pacific It'll be 9 a.m. my time, which will be noon your time.
Okay. So we went from 9 a.m. Eastern time, Toronto time, to, I guess, noon Toronto time and 9 a.m. Vancouver time. So if you're living on the West Coast, 9 a.m. If you're living on that Central Eastern Coast,
I don't know what that was, but we're not touching that. If you have any questions for us, you can Instagram us, tweet at us, Facebook us at CouchPotatoes19, or you can email us. We are the Couch Potatoes.
CouchPotatoes@gmail.com.
I am a couch potato. You're a couch potato. We're all a big couch potato happy family.
We're all motherfucking tater tots. We beat them. Spuds.
They're the tater tots. We're the actual potatoes.
We're the tots. Right. They're the tots. Yeah, we're the patots.
Okay, I'm done with you.
No.
Okay, I'm fine. Abe.
And I'm Patrick, and we are the Couch Potatoes.
Yay! Dun, 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 dun. You gotta continue the song.
Dun 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 dun
dun
dun
dun dun dun
dun
dun
dun
dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun